Right, Stephanie. Actually, I just called
back. Salon.
Yeah, I assume you already gone home. You said you finished at 4 o'clock. Right now it's 4:20.
Right.
Yeah.
I am
okay.
So sorry to have called you late, Arsalan. I actually got off the phone with a different client.
No. I appreciate you keep calling me. I'm the one who's postponing. No problem. Okay, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Let's do this.
All right. Wonderful. So, yes, are you logged into your Google business profile now? Are you in front of your computer, by the way, or are you on your phone?
Yes. I'm in front of my computer, yes.
Okay, awesome. All right. Now, if you can please go to your Google business profile, Arsalan.
My Google business profile. Okay. I'm here on Google. You know my profile?
Is
on the Calcos Engineering. It's like a... Oh, but understand, you're Google. Okay.
Just to confirm, you do have two Google business profiles, right? One for each location. One for the Riverside and one for... let's see what the other one is. One for Laguna Beach. Right?
I'm not sure. But the email we are using is not... I know we are under Google, but the email is our Cal Coast email. No, I'm not sure. Tell me, how can I check?
Okay. What I'm going to do instead... I'll send you an email. It's going to have a link that you can click. That will take you to your Google business profile or to your Google business profile manager.
Okay.
Let me send that. You should receive that in the next minute or two.
Yeah, okay. There we go. Let me go to my Gmail. You send it to my Gmail, right? There, Arsalan Nader.
That is correct.
Gmail. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, my bad. It seems like the email address we have on file is arsalan@calcoastengineering.com.
Yes. So you want me to check? Okay, here you go. Yeah, I got that email. Yes.
Awesome.
Okay. Easy. Okay. And option 8, link your... Okay, now what do I do with the email? There is a link at the bottom, right? It says...
It should be under option B. The link that you need to click on is option B.
Right. But option B says, okay, businessgoogle.com location. Use your internet browser. Okay. There we go. Okay. Now it says sign in. I should sign in under my email account, my Gmail account, it says email or phone number. So this should be under my Google account, right? Because I'm signing under Google, not my Calcos.
Right. So you need to be logged into your...
Okay, hold on a second. Let's see.
Sure.
Okay, yes. I'm going to send something to my phone and say, yes, it's me. Okay. All right. Logged in. Create group. It says zero businesses. So I have nothing there right now.
It does not show anything?
No, it says group, it says 0 businesses, 0% verified, and then it says businesses, and then it has business address, let me see, then it says security alert. I don't know what it is. All at single business import businesses. Business status. You haven't added any businesses.
All right, let me check here.
So that's probably going to take longer. But when you do this, you have to be under your email account. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you maybe have a different Google account?
Different Google account. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
I must have, because I just got a new Google account. Let me see this.
Okay, sure.
Google account. Let me see.
Yeah, you may want to check on the other one and see if the Google Business Profile was graded through that.
It says, arsalanoderi@gmail.com, personal info, security, Google password, they people are sharing, Google One storage. It just shows me, devices, my password. Search Google account. Okay. How about I put Calcos Engineering, see if anything comes up. But no, it shouldn't be Calcos though. No.
Doesn't show.
With your phone number. No, it doesn't show. It says I have zero business. Ask another. Visit your Google account. Checklist. Sign in with your phone number instead of a username. Use your. But what I'm saying is, it shouldn't be anything have to do with Calcos. If I have a different Google account, it's all going to be under Gmail, right?
So, it should be, yes.
And what I did is I have Microsoft, and I have OneDrive under Microsoft, and I also have a G Drive, I guess call it, whatever it is, under Google. And as a matter of fact, I just upgraded to 200 gigabytes, and they charge me like $100 per year.
Okay.
And I haven't, what about this?
Arsalan, I'm so sorry to cut you off.
No.
What I'm going to do instead is I'll check out and verify with the team in regards to Riverside location. Let me just check really quick here, okay? All right, so yes, we really don't have access to your Google Business Profile for Calco or for Riverside. But do you remember having one for the Riverside location?
No. I
okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'll check out further with our Google Google team. And then if we cannot find an existing Google Business Profile for your Riverside location, we may need to create a new one. Would that be okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Yes.
So I'll check out with our team first, and then I will call you back tomorrow, and then we can go from there.
Now, what is the But I'm sure when we got these names on there, that was years ago.
Right.
We did
right.
something. I remember we had to go through some sort of process, you know. But, yeah, so I've been missing out. So it's the fact that I still show up under Google, if I do, then that's interesting. But that really helps you. Yeah, okay, let's do that. How about the one, you have another number for LA area, right?
For Laguna Beach. Let me try to look it up here.
I thought you had three locations. We had three phone numbers.
We actually have two.
Okay.
Laguna Beach and Riverside.
Okay.
So for Laguna Beach, you're actually still on the first page of Google search results.
Oh, good.
Right,
good.
Yes. And we've been doing the optimization for this. That's the reason why you're consistently on the first page of the Google search results.
Well, I am, huh?
Uh-huh.
So even I am, even though it's a Google, okay, yeah, so it doesn't matter. You can be under your business name, but advertising under Google, right? But it's just a matter of registering with Google. Okay, that's good news, what you just told me.
Right.
So if I go to Google right now,
uh-huh.
Let's say if I go to Google and say...
So what I looked up, by the way, in case you want to use the same thing, I just looked up for civil engineer in Laguna Beach.
Yeah. Civil engineer, and that's my most important. Laguna Beach. Okay, Michael Life Associated. Laguna Beach Job. Civil Engineering. Gizlet. Civil and Structural Engineer at the Eden Group. I don't see my name, but maybe it's on the next page. So on the first page, you said civil engineer near me.
It should be on the first page, though. So when you try to look up for civil engineer, Laguna Beach, California, it's going to show your business. Let me look it up again. It's going to show your business ranking on 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's on the first page, ranking the 6th. And you need to be on Google when you look that up.
Well, I'm on a Google Chrome, right?
Okay, good. So you're on Google Chrome. If you want to just make sure to type in google.com.
These are all sponsors, so let me go to the second page. Go with structural, civil engineering, and last structuring. Oh, okay. Yeah, then I'm on the second page. First, you have the sponsors, and what I see is, and again, they all have the sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
But I have, we have civil engineer job, under structural engineering, calculus engineering, and design. So you are a consult. You are more civil, and I think they are less civil than a structural. Yeah, but again, yes, another one from the structural engineering, calculus engineering, but civil engineering services. Let me go to
uh-huh.
Civil engineering, design, new construction, civil engineer, or external civil engineer. Yeah, I should be show up on the structural on my end. But you said on your end, you come on the... Okay, what should I... how about I say civil engineer near me?
Yep, you sure can look up for civil engineer near you.
Let me see you. Yeah, this has been one thing we talked about before that I rather show under civil because there are many. We do structural too, but that's fine. That's fine. Civil engineering, but if civil shows up also, civil engineer near me. Okay, let's see here. Civil and structural engineer, that's what I like. Residential civil engineer, that's Kobe. Okay. Civil engineer near you. Residential 15 years, San Diego. License, civil engineer, Los Angeles, civil engineer. ERF engineering, West Coast, Orange County, civil. Civil and structural. Then I go on second page. Civil engineer, license. I really don't see it so far.
That is weird. You don't see your business under civil engineer?
No. Maybe because of my IP address, I don't know, or because I look for it. Okay, here, you know what? This is under Norton, so let me go to google.com, you know, because Norton is taking over my...
Your browser.
Know, yeah, so...
I see.
Google.
Yep, you need to look it up on Google, though.
Yeah. Okay, google.com. Google.com. Okay, this is Google. Okay, yes. Now, say Google. I can turn that option off, but it doesn't matter. It's for my search. Civil engineer near me. Or let me put Laguna Beach. Possible engineering. Engineering airline. Next, now I'm for Laguna Consulting. Oh, shit. This guy is just open this up. Laguna Beach. Oh, here. I see civil engineering. Civil engineering, Calcos engineering, Laguna. So, on the first page, I see Alpha Structural, Pro Structural, Build LLC, Laguna Consulting Services, Next, and then let me see the top, civil engineering, Laguna Beach. I'm not registered with Yelp, so let's see.
You would want to go to places? Or maps?
Uh-huh. I see. Okay. Let me go back. Okay. So we are back. I'm under... Google, and I say, let me just say, so I appreciate that. That's very important because engineering and Laguna Beach, Laguna. Yeah, I haven't been paying much attention, and I appreciate you actually.
Appreciate.
Yeah, so maybe I think we get something going. Okay. Engineering airline, affordable civil engineer, this guy keep coming up. Laguna Beach, project design, civil engineer, Laguna Beach. sponsor as well.
I can also show you my screen so that we'd be on the same page.
Okay. The term based is structural students.
Let me go ahead and...
Yeah, can we share, maybe?
Yep, definitely. Not a problem. So let me just pull up.
You know, and it could be, I don't know, I think that's, for example, when you do a search under Google and it brings you a whole bunch of names, when you go back the second time, I think because it knows you already seen those names, it brings a different list, you know, for the same search. So, I don't know that, I'm just trying to make things up and make it clear. Understand.
All right. I just sent you a text message with a link so that you can see my screen. Let me know when you receive that.
Okay. Let's see. Here we go. Open that. Yeah, advertise local splash, we try to reach it. Okay. You just send me a link, right?
It's right, yes.
Okay, let me click on anything. Yes. Okay.
All right, are you seeing my screen now?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. I see Google,
okay.
Yes.
Yes, that's it. Awesome. So in here, I will be looking up for civil engineer in Laguna Beach, California.
Okay.
You see this one? And you would want to scroll down to where it says places.
Uh-huh.
You want to click on more places. So technically, this is the first page, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, actually it's now 7th. You're ranking the 7th on the first page of the Google search results for businesses. And this is your Google business profile for Laguna Beach.
Let me try the same thing then online.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so I go to the, let me see. I go back to Google. So Google, okay, and then say civil engineer Laguna Beach.
Right.
Okay, and then I go to
places. Look for the map.
Yeah, I see.
Awesome.
Okay, places. That's Harold. Oh, there's a nice ad there. Civil engineering and sponsor. Oh, how come mine is different? What would it say? It says the places, huh? This is
right,
what I
places.
And I go back again, one more time, under Google and for civil engineering, what I get is sponsors, professional civil design, contact us, Laguna Beach Project Design. Oh, yeah. And then over there, I see civil engineering, calculus engineering and design.
There you go.
Under high... It sponsors result.
Right.
Yeah. And then, what's the gallery? Okay. So, you are there somewhere, but we can definitely improve it. Because, you know, I don't know how many people go and click on places, you know, if your name doesn't
mm-hmm.
show up. So, but again, at least this was this, without going to places, it showed up, you know what I mean?
Right, I totally understand. Now, right, so, but rest assured though, let me just get to your Google or to your client dashboard here really quick.
Google.com. I'll go to Google Maps.
So rest assured, though, we are gaining visibility on your Google business profile. So far, there has been 523 views on it already. And we can do re-optimization. Re-optimization is also going to help with your ranking on your Google. So we can conduct re-optimization, our salon. And let's see here. So with a re-optimization, I just need to verify a few information. And part of the re-optimization, by the way, is we do suggest that you gain reviews on your Google business profile.
Yes.
Reviews actually plays a very important role in optimization and being in the ranking. I mean, as of the moment you're already on the first page or you're already showing on the first page of Google search results, even without reviews, what more once you get to have more reviews on your Google business profile?
I see. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not so sure if you have logged into the client dashboard, but client dashboard, by the way, gives you the option to request for reviews or give you the option to create your own custom QR code. So the QR code is something that you can use to have your customers scan, and that way they can leave a review for you from there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Understood. Okay. Okay, that sounds good. So, Google account, search Google account. Okay. So, yeah, I really want to pay more attention and follow up on this, you know,
mm-hmm.
and get more, I'm glad at least our name is there somewhere, you know.
Right.
To get more visibility. But when I do, for example, Google search on my computer and you do on yours, the same thing should come up, right? Pretty much.
That is correct. The same thing should come up. Yep.
Digital engineering. Okay. All right then. So, the dashboard. How do I get to the dashboard on the...
Good question. Well, I will send you your login credentials to the client dashboard. Let me send that to you right now. And you should receive that in the next minute or two.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I got something.
Also, our salon, by the way, if you can send us any new business photos, that will greatly help with optimization too.
When you say new business photos, like from
yes.
the office?
Yep, or anything that shows the work that you do, or let's say you have a picture of you doing a job for a client, then you can send it to us. You can upload it to the client dashboard, and then we can use that for optimization.
Well, we have lots of rendering and actually photos of before and after projects hanging on our wall.
Oh, yes. Yes, that will work. You can have them uploaded to the client dashboard, and we can use those.
Okay. And then you need to help me with that once I have the picture. But okay, so
for
what
sure.
you send me, then I can do that myself. I'm not...
Yes,
okay.
Actually, the email has a video tutorial on how you can get to the client dashboard, and it's going to show you what resources you have, so you can also watch that video, and then if you have any questions, you can always reach out to us, or if you would like to log into it right now while we're on the phone, that should also be fine.
No, let me take a look at it, but just quickly, just so I know how to get there.
Uh-huh.
You can log into your account at, okay, I don't even know if I do have an account. Oh, I do.
Right. So that's the link, and then username and password is just right down the link. You may want to take note of that before you click on the link.
Note of what? The name and password?
I'm sorry?
To look at what before I log in?
Oh, you may want to take note of your username and password before you... Okay, wonderful.
That's what I'm doing. I'm taking a photo of it. Yeah, actually,
okay.
That's a good idea. I'm sure I have it under the... I usually put it under the contact, you know? But that was a good thing because no way I would remember this.
Yeah.
And I should still remember me. So next time,
uh-huh.
I will remember me. Sign in. Okay. Click the eye to toggle visibility. It says invalid username or password.
It's case sensitive, by the way. Your username and password are all lowercase.
They are all lowercase?
Yes.
You can't see my password, though, can you?
Well, we do have it on file.
Yeah. Okay. What I have here, I have no problem. I have it NatNat at 9990, and the NatNat has capital N on it.
This is on the client dashboard. Did you click on the link that says my.localsplash.com?
It's the ID, the local splash.com account login. And it says welcome to local splash, sign in with your credential. Where would it say that? On the very top, login local splash identity. Let me look at something here in the...
Okay.
On the
by the way, the email that I sent you has... A subject that says login credentials to your advanced reporting.
Okay. And I need to, is that completed or not?
Well, in that email, there's a link that will take you to the client dashboard.
Yeah. Okay, no, when I check on the thing, I have the same thing, that the password is correct, and the username is also correct, and you say they are not case sensitive, especially the username, right?
The username for the client dashboard is actually your name, Arsalan, all lowercase.
Right.
And password is the number 4, and then the word reviews. No spaces.
Oh, so they changed that then?
I believe that's the default password.
Okay. What is it again? 4?
The number 4. And then the word reviews. R-E-V-I.
Is it lowercase?
All lowercase, yes.
Okay, 4 reviews, okay.
Uh-huh.
That's it?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, Arsalan number 4 reviewed. Yep, I got signed in. Okay.
Awesome, there you go. So for the QR code, you can go to the reviews tab. It should be at the top to where you can see home.
Should I send the password first? Let me write that password down first.
Yeah, you can actually either skip on changing the password or change it, whichever you would prefer, though.
Okay.
Hmm.
Change it or do what? Just keep the one?
Yep.
Okay. For review, it was all lowercase, right?
That is right, yes.
Review or reviews? Does it have an S at the end?
It has an S at the end, yes.
Reviews, right? With an S
right.
at the end. Okay.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm there. It says total result, listing. Okay, and then update. Okay. Update your password. Okay, update. Okay, tell me again what you were saying.
All right, so you should see reviews at the top. It should be right next to ad campaigns.
Hold on, water content. Okay. Website name, Google, Insight, ad campaign. Yes, I see that.
Reviews.
Okay.
Yes, when you click on it, supposedly it's going to show you any reviews that you have on your Google Business profile. But as of this moment, since there's none yet, it shows zero. But it does give you the button that says QR code. So from there, you can just click on QR code and then click on generate QR code.
Hold on again. Automated repair, total reviews, and then, QR code. It says,
there you go.
Request, and it says, template, right?
I'm sorry?
It says request / templates. So if I do request.
Oh, no, it should not be the request. That's where you can request for reviews. Although, yes, you can use that. You can put your customer's name, phone number, and email. It's going to send them a message requesting for a review on your Google Business profile. Or you can...
That's a template if you want to say how to send if you want to send somebody, invite them to do a review for you.
That is correct.
Reviews. Okay, reviews. Default template. It says default template. Very different. Okay. So I'll go on there on the default template. And then once I fill out this information, you give me a QR code, and then I'll send that.
It's actually the QR code button that's going to give you the option to generate a QR code.
Okay.
I believe
all
you
right
clicked
then
on the request review. Yeah.
Yeah, request review. Correct. And then review. Okay. All right. I only have a couple. Okay. That sounds good. But all this is, it is if I want to send someone, invite them to write a review for us.
Once that is correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now, regarding that Riverside location, there was something you're going to check into?
Yes, I'll check with a team. If there's a Google Business profile that we have access to, or if we can find an existing Google Business profile for Riverside, and if not, then we will proceed with creating one for Riverside. And just to set expectations, that's going to require verification, Arsalan, okay?
It requires verification?
That is correct.
And who does that, Google, or we provide information and send it to them?
Well, verification will be done by the account owner, so you would need to do the verification. But, of course, we'll be with you. We'll definitely guide you on what needs to be done to complete the verification process.
And what is it normally? What do you need for that?
Usually for the verification, it's going to be a video. So that means you would need to record a video showing your location, equipment that you use, your vehicle. Make sure that you show that it's working. And then you need to show business documents or proof of management, which can be invoices or business cards.
I see. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then I'll take a photo of those and send it to who? Upload it?
Yes, you can have it uploaded to the client dashboard. By the way, uploading photos, I just want to show you as well while we're still on the phone. So you're on the reviews tab right now. Next to it is the post. And then right next to post is business info. So you would want to click on business info.
Okay.
And then under business info, you'd see location information, keywords, content, media. Do you see that?
Yeah. What is the tracking phone? Can I put my cell phone over there also?
Well, tracking phone number is actually a Google, Google's best practice phone number, which we currently don't have for your account. So your Google Business profile shows your phone number or business number ending in 9990.
And can I add another number to that?
We are not able to add a different phone number. Google only allows one phone number to be promoted.
Now, if I decide to put my cell phone instead of that, then...
wish to update the phone number or change it to a different number, then yes, we can. Now, I want to set expectations, Arsalan. Changing the phone number on your Google Business profile may have Google to require verification.
No, I understand. Yeah.
Okay.
Forget about it. Okay. All right. Email arsalan@calprocess.com. Okay, I learned enough for today. I appreciate, lady, you keep calling me. If I ever had a question or something, I mean, we're gonna talk again probably next week. But do you have a ID number when I call in if I wanna ask for you? How do I do that?
Well, you can just ask for me. You can just say you wanna speak to Stephanie. They should be able to connect you over to me.
And the email you send me, that's your email?
Support email.
I see. But you don't have ID number or a...
You can provide my ID number. That is 7232.
97232?
It is only 7232.
Okay. That's your ID number for Stephanie.
That is correct.
Yes. Stephanie, what is your last name, if I may?
Adarlo.
Can you spell for me? First of all, is it Stephanie STEPH?
Yes.
E-N-I-E? Okay.
That is right, yes.
Okay, and the last name, please?
Last name is A-D-A-R-L-O.
Adarlo. How you say it?
Adarlo.
Adarlo, okay.
Uh-huh.
And where are you right now, Stephanie?
Well, Arsalan, I'm actually in Asia.
Okay, I
work for Local Splash remotely.
Okay, I see.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I appreciate. And then this is what you do. You follow up with the customers that you feel like they need something done to get a better results, right? You randomly pick me, or you were told to call this customer.
Well, technically, if there's anything needed on your account that would work better for your business, then that's the reason why we're reaching out.
Right. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I was saying there was a reason you reached out to me, because it looked like as you just witnessed, that because of the Google.
The Google business profile for Riverside, yeah.
So it flagged my account, yeah? Okay.
That is right.
Okay.
But yes, I'll follow up with you tomorrow. I'll definitely call you back tomorrow as well regarding the Riverside location. And then we're going to proceed with optimization too. Would tomorrow be okay, by the way?
Let me see. Let me see.
Okay.
Tomorrow's Friday, huh?
Yes,
oh,
it's
God.
Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, Friday. Friday's okay. Afternoon about this. About this thing from afternoon around 3 o'clock, maybe. You try me.
Sure. Sure. Yes, I can call you back tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Okay. And then if the situation is not good, then we set up another time. Okay.
Not a problem. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephanie. Stephanie, the main number for local splash is the same number. This is the 800. What is the main number?
It is 877.
Wait a minute. 877.
635.
6225. That's the main number. Okay.
That's- Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, I appreciate it.
For sure. Okay. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today, Arsalan. And I'll definitely call you back tomorrow at 3 p.m. then.
Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yes.
Not a problem. Thank you. You have a great rest of the day, Arsalan.
You too.
Thank you. Goodbye now.
Bye-bye.